The shit show must go on. And we will.
Be advised, graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
So fill your glass and plant your ass.
Zena, walk right over here. I want to put my leg up.
Wine and true crime.
You can probably just stand there and let me do it.
Kelly, drink bitch Janelle, tech bitch Paul, and research bitch Chris. Reading you today's headlines with unfiltered.
Do you have a screen in that top window? This pussy's looking like she's gonna jump through it.
Pussy always wants to try to.
Coming at you live in 3, 2, 1.
I'm waiting for the cat to go out the window.
Oh, there's a screen there.
Her screener. She's not happy about Zest.
Doesn't look like it. Damn it, Zena, you're just out of reach for that to be comfortable for me. You're just out of...
She's not a foot rush. She's a...
She's big enough.
She's a resting gazelle that has your ears and a tiger personality.
Okay, so... Hello, everybody. It's, It is Friday. Do you know where your drunken friends are? I know where we're at.
I know where I'm at. But we're not drinking yet.
I know.
Paul has... Me and Paul received some special... alcohol. From,
of the alcohol. Okay.
His brother.
That is from... Is it safe?
Mexico.
Mexico.
Okay.
The liquor is in complete Spanish.
Oh, wonderful.
I had...
That's wrong on so many levels, Paul. Okay, you had Josu.
Translate it. And all he told me is that it was from sugar from the sugar cane. Along with citrus flavor.
Loaded sugar flavored citrus. Okay. That's why it smells fruity.
That's... What are you two talking about?
It's a guy thing. You wouldn't understand.
Men.
Oh, you and cooler titties do it all the time during the show. So don't even fucking go there.
Too bad she went there. Her show, she can do what she wants. You're welcome.
Don't encourage it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Jesus, Lord have mercy. What the... I don't understand what is going on anymore.
I gotta find some Florida news.
What?
That's just a typical Facebook thing.
What?
I was saying it was a delayed.
No, that's a typical Facebook.
Yeah, that's normal.
Okay.
I was so confused. I was like, wait, what?
Uh, 2023.
As this popped up 8 hours ago, I'm gonna read it. I have not researched it. It's from people, so sorry. The mass murderer killed mom-to-be and three others as they lay on their mattresses in Ohio home. They were all killed in 2019, but the murder was charged today.
Oh, so it wasn't a mass murder from today.
Yeah, I had to
Okay.
I went further into it as we were talking about it on a little bit of the pre-show, kind of probably freaked everybody out for a second. I'm like, I don't know nothing.
So if you're just joining us now, we have, what is the official? Okay. We got notification tonight, right as we were setting up the shit show. We got notification from our, what is that thing? The program.
Oh, people crime.
No. That tracks our listeners and downloads.
Oh, RSS. Jesus Christ.
We got a message from RSS, and we have dropped from the 11,000 and some odd that we had last week ago. We are down to 9,000 and some listeners or downloads. Apparently what they did is they went in and they wiped out all the dummy accounts. So we had almost 2,000 dummy accounts listening to us. So let's get those 2,000 back. And real people, please tell your friends, your enemies, your bosses, your coworkers, your side chicks, your side dudes, your one night stand. If you like it enough, go out and buy a second one. The gazelles here, your vet, your proctologist, provided they have decent depth perception.
Why, I probably could never be a nope. Can everyone?
Yeah, but you'd be perfect for it. You got small, skinny fingers. Unless you work in San Francisco, then they like the big fingers, the big sausage fingers.
Hey, babe.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have you sub in. I love Janelle, but I would rather
not die tonight
with trying that alcohol. Because we have never tried it.
I shared on Facebook to a friend of mine.
What?
His name is Brian.
What about Brian? What?
He shared the
Facebook. Oh, I was so confused. I was lost. I'm not even going to lie.
I know. So I found, okay, so what are we going to, we're going to do, try the, so, yeah, we're going to put the Florida thing on news for, hold for a minute here. Yeah, that tickles.
Poor Bina.
So now we have 9,000 actual, 9,000 and some change actual downloads. It's no longer dummy accounts in there. We were freaking out. If you watched us when we were setting up the pre-show, we were kind of freaking out about it. But Crystal did her due diligence, which actually means micromanagement. And
in her defense, she does have a full-time job.
I know. No. And she figured out what was going on. So, yeah. Thank you, ma'am.
You say that to my main job.
I have a few choice words for your main job. And once you are done there, once we hit big with this, and neither one of us have to work anymore.
I don't think they'd ever get rid of me.
We'd call them out.
After today, I don't think they're ever going to get rid of me now.
Oh.
I gone done fuck that up. Shit up real quick.
Uh-oh. What do you do? Or you cannot.
Have caught multiple problems.
Within the unit.
Within, not the unit, the
firm
as a whole. And
okay, we're gonna go out on a limb right now. I'm gonna call it right now. She did not commit suicide.
At least if they're gonna kill me, can they at least kill me on property?
Why do you really want to?
My funeral gets covered. All this shit gets...
Yeah, but do you really want to haunt that place? Well, wait a minute.
I heard.
Not that that would be a bad idea.
Did you hear about... Never mind, I'm going to say something too. Hold on.
All right, so while she's doing that, Tech Bitch, you're going to fill in for Drink Bitch, I guess?
For that.
So I don't actually kill anybody tonight.
Yeah.
That's
what I thought.
He's gonna drive, and I don't want to kill Crystal.
I want to try it, but I only want, like...
Tell him that.
I concur with that statement.
You know what? I'll tell you what. You guys pour some for you, and I'll just take a... Sippy. Just a...
An adult
minute...
Dropper.
Yeah, because...
Because you're...
My...
So...
Yeah.
The reason being, I said dying at work. Because of Denise... Prehome. Out of Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
She died in her cubicle at work. She was 60 years old. August 20th of this year.
Man, of all the places to die, I don't want to die at work.
And the worst part is colleagues who were walking around the building actually contacted security, who pronounced her dead at 4:55 p.m. But from what we heard, now there was rumors about this. She checked into work at 7, but never checked out. And it was 4 days.
How can
fucking days?
How can?
Which is actually on KTLA, which is Los Angeles's news reporting.
So people walk past, back and forth, past the cubicle for 4 fucking days, and don't realize little Susie's like rigor mortis stiff.
The smell.
After 4 days, maybe not. Well, if there was no air conditioner and you're in a climate controlled. Oh, these are fucking cool.
Ooh.
It's pretty.
Doesn't need to be.
Probably one of those words gonna need to be refrigerated.
Drop a cube in it.
No, do you smell the sugar though?
Diabetes in a cup.
Bring me on the sugar. I live on sugar.
I can definitely smell the sugar. I don't even need to taste it. I smell it. I have a feeling we're gonna need to cut it.
It's.
Okay.
It's gonna need to be cold.
It kind of tastes pepperminty.
Yeah, it's like a. It's like
very sugary.
It's like a sugary Listerine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a sugary Listerine.
Yeah. I don't taste so much of the black peppermint.
It's like a licorice Listerine.
But I get more of the Listerine taste. She's adamant about the black licorice.
Black licorice.
And it's extra.
Black, you got that black licorice and then that Listerine.
That I'm tasting more of the Listerine.
I'm thinking...
Listerine tastes better.
If you guys put... You put it in the fridge, it would probably mellow it out a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? It might...
Wintergreen does not taste the same after that.
I wouldn't have mixed that.
Where did you get that from?
My brother.
In the panhandle of...
Mexico.
Cancun. They can keep
these... Cancun.
Black licorice down there. This stuff is nasty.
Okay.
That's enough to put hair on your nipples.
Yeah, so...
Wait, I already got some.
I know, right?
She don't have any, though.
She will after she drinks that. And if they get long enough, you can braid them.
Oh, that would hurt.
So literally, she scanned into work Friday, August 16th. She at 7 a.m., but never clocked out. So she was dead that Friday. She was, we're going to need some ice, and we're going to need to cut the motherfucker.
Probably
just
some ice.
Slam it!
I'm gonna need some ice before I slam nothing because I feel it right here. But she was.
I'm good. I just wanted to.
This was a third floor of the building is where her body was.
Okay.
In a cubicle that was not on the main walkway. And they said there was no immediate signs of foul play. They don't know. But an anonymous employee told KPNX that coworkers have noticed a foul odor.
Order? Whack, fuck, drink.
Right. Fuck.
God damn it. Crystal?
You know what?
Who?
After about another sip or two of that, you ain't gonna feel it.
Probably. I feel it in the back of my eyeballs.
It's not bad. I just think it needs to be cold.
Oh, and...
It kind of helps get it out of the back of the palate.
Remember, the more you drink, the better it gets.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw an ice cube in it.
Can you grab me one?
Yeah, I got you.
So, they actually assume the foul odor was a plumbing issue. No, I said odor.
Okay, I can see the plumbing issue.
So, they say it was a plumbing issue. They said, an employee added, nobody did anything, and that's how she spent her last moment.
Well, how did they...
Just sitting at the desk.
How can they do anything if they didn't know she was dead?
My thing is, where is the supervisor in this motherfucker? Where is the TL?
He probably works from home. Or she was the supervisor.
I just won, because it's... Nice. Daddy will give you an ice cube. Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Don't get me.
No, she don't need that. So I don't have any updates on that one because this one, this is very recent for that.
Sit.
There you go. High five.
You be careful with that ice cube, little one.
But it's technically not a murder, and it's not a crime. She just unfortunately died at work. But all of her shit's paid for. She died on the clock. Her funeral expenses, everything. Her family could technically file a lawsuit and get money out of it because she died at work. Check your employees, motherfuckers. What? Fang! Is your name Fang, stupid?
Got a hairball thing?
This one.
Okay.
Are you going to check? Do you want me to keep going to a different one?
Yeah, why don't we let you run that one for... Because with the hurricane and shit, I haven't found anything decent for Florida lately.
You'd be lucky if you find anything for Florida right now.
I know. Well, the seasons are changing.
Hurricane's telling you something else.
Yeah, right.
But I have another one that popped up also on my people.com crime thing, which is what I thought he was referring to, was actually the mass murderer killed mom-to-be and three others as they lay on their mattresses in Ohio home. Remember, that's just the title, so right. Obviously there's no words that I'm missing. So Christopher Monroe.
Oh God, that's even worse. Demar
Willis, that's probably gross. Ayanna Quitman and Jasmine Lawson were all killed by Tyrell Silver in 2019.
Let me guess, he's white.
Tyrell?
Yeah.
I did know a white Tyrell, so I can't say anything.
And I knew a Mexican.
Oh, look at how quick that ice broke, though. Mm-hmm.
And I knew a Mexican named Tyrone. What?
So, Tyrell Silver in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
Shot Christopher, Dewan, Ayanna, and Jasmine as they were laying on two mattresses on the floor in their Cleveland home. The Chattanooga County Prosecutor's Office said a statement that Lawson Lawson was 5.5 months pregnant at the time of the shooting.
Ooh.
Silver, who is 35, went into the home where the victims were laying and shot them several times, then left.
Fled the scene.
Yes, dear.
Authorities.
I got fart. Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
What?
I just farted and I haven't moved. It's not that bad yet.
Yet.
So the murders took place between sometime within the window of September 7th of 19 and September 21st of 19. The decomposed bodies of the victims were discovered by Cleveland police on the 21st. So that's why they gave the two-week window.
Okay.
Ew. But as of this morning, Silver was found guilty on 7 counts of aggravated murder, 4 counts of... Whoa. 7 counts of aggravated murder, 4 counts of murder, 5 counts of felonious assault, Jesus Christ.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
1 count of attempted murder, and 1 count of aggravated burglary.
Burglar or burglary?
Burglary. Did I say fuck.
Whack fuck.
Damn it.
It should be better because it's cold.
Actually, it's a lot smoother.
Woo.
Yeah, it's probably one of those.
Oh, you try mixing it.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Yes.
Why do I
feel
like we're
on
chemistry class now?
Well, it looks jelly-ish.
Yeah.
You got 3 pieces of weird blood of news that were supposed to happen this week.
Yeah, that's like a black licorice.
Now it is kind of cooled out.
I want to see what everybody's...
Do you see that?
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Cool, but weird.
Did you see that, hon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, there's like a jelly fuzz on the top of it.
I don't know.
What in the actual... I'm wondering that the colder you get it, if it'll actually go.
Oh, that's creepy.
I'm wondering if it's going to freeze.
It's like crazy.
Because certain alcohol technically does it.
Well, that didn't look like freeze. That looks like.
But it looks like gel.
Looks like Vaseline and water.
So I'm wondering if the chemical compounds will make it freeze.
Back to chemistry 101.
Yeah, it's a little smoother, but it still hits you.
I have my one thing that's potent alcohol. Nope. That wasn't mentioned much.
I mean, it's not bad.
I even take my blood pressure.
Not bad when it's cold.
Oh, that sounded like
Ever licked your hands after a... Using rubbit, like...
Using rubbit?
No, I was going to say
what
rubbing.
What the hell is rubbing? Whack, fuck, drink.
Yeah, you're getting laid tonight, tech bitch.
That's it. That's if she... That's if she can get up the stairs.
But it's hand sanitizer is what I wanted to say.
Why would you lick hand sanitizer?
No, after you wash your hands and you had like some... You lick it, not realizing it was still on there.
I've never done that. That's gotta be
dried.
It's gotta be a crystal thing.
Fuck, man. I've had it like even
now. When I can tell you I may or may not have went and rubbed one off after I got done cutting jalapenos.
Oh no.
I've heard of doing that with tiger balm on your hands ain't good for you either.
Hey, I saw my ex-husband do that.
Mm.
And he had the bomb hot sauce.
Oh.
Because my dad gave it to him, right? And this is before we were married. He put it on there, and then he went to go pee because he's like, it was really hot. Well, dumbass had it on his hands, went like this, and all you hear is some fucking screaming from the bathroom. I'm like, what the fuck happened? I marry some special people.
Yes, yes, you have.
So at the sentencing, he was sentenced to 5 consecutive life sentences without the possibility of parole, as well as another 3 decades to be served consecutively.
Good.
Nice.
So basically, you lied. You locked up. If you believe in reincarnation.
I know, right?
The family, one of the family members of the victims gave a statement. You destroyed 4 families and 5 lives for what? Ayana, mother of Tammy, not Ayana's mother, sorry, Tammy, read that wrong. Per the outlet, I will never be the same. I have not been the same. I have to take anxiety medication. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't. I can see. Okay.
Me medicated daily. Got it.
Pretty much. Terry Silver is a convicted mass murderer. He is the worst of the worst. Ultimately, justice for the mass murderer awaits him in prison or hell or both. Per the prosecutor. So, I don't know too much about that one.
No.
And honestly, I'm just going through some of this things that do pop up. And, oh my god.
Oh.
You feel better? Dude, there's a bathroom in there.
Okay. I don't have to go yet.
No kidding. You take your gas
tax? Yeah, I did.
There's even...
I think it's the... No, I think it's the alcohol that...
Your gallbladder says F you too?
No, it's not. It's... I'm fine. I just... Uh-huh. I've been gassy these past couple of days.
That
I think
so...
I think when I pooped the other night, I kind of pushed the plug out and I'm in that pocket of gas between poop and next poop.
I won't read this one because I kind of want to look into it a little bit more, but I'm going to read the subject only.
Sure.
She rejected a coworker's advances and texted him to stop touching her. The next day, he murdered her.
Talk about possession issues.
I'm going to say rejection issues. I'm not going to go into detail because I
No, we got to look that one in.
But a lot of things are happening. Sorry, I looked down and I saw the guy. And I'm like, ugh. Don't look further into. But at the end of the day, it makes you go, yeah. What is wrong with people?
What essential oil calms people down?
Isn't it supposed to be lavender?
Chloroform.
Stupid.
You and your bad jokes, sweetheart. I love you. Hey.
Hang on. So if chloroform calms us down, how much do you need to take to sleep through the night?
I'm sure there's a chart somewhere. You end up on a blacklist, I'm sure.
No, I probably say that someone's going to come up on our comments or messaging us through RSS. Because you can do that, guys. You can send messages through there.
Really? It'll pop up as we're live? Mm-hmm.
It won't pop up as our live. I'll get the email notification saying someone's in there. And I can respond to it.
Oh, cool.
Kelly, I would give you permission to respond, but... You struggle with electronics sometimes.
I'd rather struggle than with electronics than struggling how to talk.
His ass. But fair point.
I got nothing.
Just saying. Armpit itches. I did. So where are we going today, semi-drunk brain?
I
Do you
42.
Have you heard
Hey, Jimmy.
Of a utopia in South Africa?
Yeah, it's called Wakanda.
Oh my god, you're stupid as fuck.
Honey, your favorite person is
Cooler Titties.
Which I got the feels of both.
She must be taking a break from her Friday night fuck fest.
It's probably over with. It's 9:44.
Oh, that's right. She's old. Ish.
I didn't say it.
I didn't either. I'm safe. I'm living to be a ripe old age.
Be careful of her butt.
Or what? Her tail.
Her ass because of your cup, dingbat.
Oh, I thought the more he blew under her nose, the more it came out her ass.
No, I'm
it whistles.
No, because the tail's starting to wag.
Just for safety measures.
Jesus Christ, I'm trying to tell you to grab
until
your
the cat jumps up there and knocks it over.
No,
the cat's not over there right now. So I don't know
where the shithead is. Leave that shithead alone. All right,
right,
so
Crystal for now. F you, Philly.
At least she knows it wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna start off originally.
Paul gave me the idea.
No, don't bring me into that.
We are gonna originally start in Indianapolis, and then we're gonna jump to Cali, then we're gonna jump to South Africa. So there's gonna be a lot of bouncing.
Frequent flyer miles.
Literally.
Makes sense.
Marlboro it miles. Will make.
I know. I finally got enough to get that fucking pool table. Oh, no. That was Camel cash. We had five of us in high school that were saving up for that.
And then it just.
No, we. Why didn't we get it? None of us really had the room for it.
What the actual fuck?
We get 330 stars.
Oh, woo!
Hey, thank you!
From,
Cooler Titties, probably. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jimmy! Love you!
We love you!
So.
Buttons on your underwear.
The incident.
Is it time for Christmas jokes yet?
No, calm down. We need to go through Halloween.
Know,
don't start that shit.
Somebody told me Walmart's got the shit out already.
Yeah.
Yep.
They also play music, Christmas music now.
All I have to do is ask Tommy.
Welcome to corporate America, motherfucker.
So apparently, I have to eat my turkey while wearing my Halloween costume and decorating for Christmas.
Yep.
I'm trying. As a fucking try. Food.
Drink Tech Pitch. She probably needs another ice cube or two. Because that one, I'd never seen her head whip around that.
Oh, I'm going to need another one.
Another shot or another ice cube?
Ice cube!
Gotcha. Fill it all the way up this time.
No. So.
Fill it up and give her a straw.
Have you heard People's Temple cult?
I've heard of People's Temple. No, you're not going to sit in Dad's spot.
I don't think so.
So, with People's Temple, I'm so scared. Okay.
Did you rub it on your nuts first?
I wish I would. Hey.
Give her some Fromunda cheese to go with that.
When did the People's Temple started?
Slightly before my time.
Black F drink.
Wait, on what?
What'd I do?
On what?
Who called it?
Jamie.
Cooler Titties?
On what?
The drink I made for y'all.
It means the drink I made.
Oh, the. Paul didn't have that drink. That was just me and the girls, but. Paul didn't have that.
What are you talking about?
It's caramel, apple, cider,
And salutations, Bill, or associate, Bob.
No, I'm lost.
Bob.
Bob?
It's Bob this week.
It was Bob last week, too.
I'm waiting for him to come on as his brother, Neil.
Anyway, so the People's Temple was actually in the 1950s.
Before my time.
I would hope so.
Wait a minute, People's Temple. Does this have anything to do with Kool-Aid?
Hello. Normal Facebook.
Potentially. Oh.
Put the pinky up.
Fuck.
Nasty stuff. All right. Ryan. Paul.
I'm really trying to.
You hold her head back and her mouth open and I'll just pour it.
Fucking rude.
Okay.
We'll kind of waterboard her. We'll take the ice cube out so she don't choke. Wait. Does she have a gag reflex?
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay, then we got to pull the ice cube out.
Thanks.
Twitter.
Yes, dear.
I don't know how you as an old man is feeling.
Oh.
Farty.
Gassy as fuck.
Normal.
But normal. The People's Temple, formerly in the 1950s, was an independent. Oh my fuck.
Drink, fuck, whack.
Jamie says, then add the sucker.
I'm
lost.
I don't have that.
Did you swallow it?
Whew. Okay, I'm good.
All the way down.
It's independent congregation in Indianapolis.
Hey, ah! She got it right this time.
But this person.
An independent cock and balls.
Yep.
Twitter. Look at the last line.
Honey.
He can't read that.
I cannot fucking read that from here.
You need to get your eyes checked.
I can't read it.
She can't even see it with her glasses. Because,
Bill says, feel sorry for wifey tonight then.
I'm not wifey, man. I don't have a wifey. I think he's talking. Oh, he's talking about you, Crystal.
Mm-mm. You got laid last night. You ain't getting it again. But he was in.
It's been 3 days for us. I'm good for tonight.
But if she offered you tonight, too, if
I know.
You were listening.
I know. That's why I said. Because when you said, told him he got it last night, I looked at her. She looked at me. And I'm like, no, wait. It was 3 days ago. So we're not saying that we did it last night. I did it a couple of nights ago.
So you can still get it.
Yeah.
So
I've been nice.
Bill, I just
I heard it too.
Time.
Don't you do it.
I won't smell much unless he.
Thank you.
Dutch ovens me again.
Someone's and yelling back there. I'm assuming at their dog. All right, so this person was inspired by the idea. Oh my fuck!
I got it before somebody calls it.
Bottoms up.
I'm gonna say ideology, even though it's not the word it's using, but ideology.
Do you need me to say the actual word?
Worst part is I can say ideology, but I can't say this word. Which is shorter. Make that fucking make sense. He's going to laugh because it's ideal. Ideal?
He was inspired by the ideal? Really? Really? Are you fucking kidding me? You need to take another drink just for having me come over.
I'll give her a fucking kiss. We won't watch.
Hey. Maybe later.
I was about ready to fucking swing. Why are you up here?
But of this just society that could overcome the evils of racism and poverty.
I like how you did that with the glass on poverty.
It's never going to happen in this society. Everybody. Now, where do you think I'm going?
California.
No, do you know who I'm talking about? That's what I should have said.
Yeah, hey, Kool-Aid man.
Kool-Aid?
No, go by Dada. Dada.
Yeah. What?
Although, Jones...
Like I said, back in the day, after a good party, you wake up and you look like Jonestown the next morning. Fucking people everywhere.
Jones was white. He was attracted to mostly African Americans, and he only attracted, not mostly, but he attracted African Americans to the group with his vision of integrated congregation.
Orgies.
That's what I just heard, but okay.
Now, Bill says, if you're farty and gassy, dear, he feels sorry for me.
She's just as bad, Bill.
Hey, let the fart words begin.
In okay, you guys heard that.
Chili.
Hey, not here.
I want to do that because you don't got to ass blast your hair.
In 1960, the People's Temple, affiliated with the Christian Church, Disciples of Christ. Okay.
The gangster disciples.
Pretty much. And 4 years later, Jones was ordained. In 1965, he warned of a nuclear holocaust and led the movement to Yucca, California.
Yucca.
U-K-I-A-H.
H.
I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it.
No, it's California, so it's probably something like Frisco.
Fuck.
Remember, bees are fish.
And you got cocaine sharks.
Nope, that's in Florida.
That's Florida. But bees are fish in California.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, A-K, A-H-I, whatever. It's like Frisco or something.
Probably. Where members became... You know,
it's like Rodeo Drive. No, it's Rodeo. It's spelled fucking Rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard people say that. I'm like, no.
It's Rodeo.
It is Rodeo. What?
He's a grandpa again.
My dairy cows had babies.
Your dairy cows?
I was waiting for that.
You mean your fish?
No, those are fish.
The fucking dairy cows. What dairy cows?
Roly polies.
Oh,
my roly polies and my terrarium. They had babies. I have baby dairy cows now.
And he's so excited. He's trying to do the baby shark song with the moo moos. Kind of cute. I'll have to record them, didn't I?
I thought they all died because I've only seen like, of the 20 that I put in there, I only see like 4. And I was putting more food in the food dish, and I picked up the piece of bark that I have over the food dish. And there's one big one that's about the size of my thumbnail. And I look, and I see about 3-4 little babies around it.
Oh, Grandpa.
I'm proud of you. Your things Grandpa. In your house know how to fuck each other.
Cooler Ted wants a picture of that.
All right. They're not very photogenic. They're kind of skittish, but I'll try to get you one, Jamie.
So the members became active in both Protestant
proctologist
circles and state politics.
No wonder California is so fucked.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You know what we haven't done in a while? Hmm. Brito. Yeah, just kind of rolls off the tongue still to this day.
Now she's crying, dear.
Who's crying?
What? I see the face emoji.
Why is she crying?
I don't know.
Are those tears of joy for my baby cows? I will get you pictures of them. I will try to get you pictures.
So branch congregations opened in San Francisco, and Los Angeles.
Oh, wait, I do have a picture of my cows.
And the agricultural settlement in Jonestown was founded in 1974.
Berwyn. Yeah.
Berwyn? Yeah. What? Berwyn what?
You're not from Chicago. You wouldn't get it. You were just the way you were saying it's like that reminded me of Son of Svengoolie. Berwyn.
Yeah. Guess I just went crazy. Just what it is.
'74, that's 2 years before her.
Yeah. Okay. Jamie, check Messenger. I sent you a picture of a dairy cow. It's actually out of my out of my tank.
The terrarium here.
I'm older than Cooler Tits.
Yeah. It's older than me.
I don't think it's by very much, though.
We talked about this.
74 is 2 years before her. So she was born in 76.
Yeah, and you were born...
I was hatched. I was found under a rock. No, 73.
Mom was... You tried to come out when Mom was pumping gas.
Yeah, my mom had to stop and pump gas while she was in labor with me.
That explains
those stories
a lot.
That's why I'm so gassy.
The wrong kind of gas, dear.
Okay. Anyway. So Jones, with his socialism, was influenced by the Marxist...
Let me guess,
...liberation
Biden.
Theory. Not Biden. Biden wasn't even there around that time. I mean, he was probably alive, but he wasn't there.
Just like now.
I was born in the grand old year of 80.
This was 74. So.
Before I. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
After my half sister Sandy was born, but before me.
So a popular among the Latin American clergy at the time.
Free votes.
He mixed social concerns with fake healing.
Quack.
And enthusiastic worship. You fucked me up.
You can do it!
Drawn from the black church.
Watermelon and chicken.
Got nothing.
And... grape holy water.
I think it was. He also invited members to live communally in effort to realize his utopian ideal.
Which is another nice fancy word for mass orgy.
Meanwhile.
Sit down. Don't bounce, please.
Meanwhile, the church was accused in the press of financial fraud.
Catholic Church.
Physical mistreatment of members.
It's okay, son. It's not a sin.
And abuse of children in its care.
It's okay, son. It's still not a sin.
In 1977, Jones led hundreds of group members to... I want to say Ghana, but that's not right.
Gonorrhea.
G-U-Y-A-N-A. It's in South America. South Africa.
South America, South Africa.
South Africa.
Yeah, Ghana, I think.
I think it's Ghana.
Yeah.
Because I think it changed.
Why don't we just call it gonorrhea? It's easier to say.
Yeah, well, Ghana changed to something else, by the way.
That's you, dear. It makes more funner for you.
A year later, concerned relatives of the group former members persuaded.
Whack fuck drink.
Damn it.
Persuaded Leo J. Ryan.
This is almost like one. This is almost like the AMF night.
How are you supposed to stop that? It does not look good.
Stop what?
Bird up.
That's right.
I'm reading that
hard. Brutal.
Gotta stop that, Kelly. It don't look right. Don't look good. Fuck.
Whack fuck drink on ball.
And you were giving at me, motherfucker.
And you're supposed to be the backup reader. What the hell?
You want him to be the backup reader? You know he can't read.
The
apparently neither can you.
The jerk-off motion.
Oh, the Bordeaux.
Inside joke on that.
Who was that? Was that Bob?
No, it was or Cooler Tits.
Cooler Tits doesn't know about the whole Bordeaux thing?
Apparently not.
No, I think she was
having sex that time.
Then again, Jennifer's anniversary.
Yeah, Jennifer's not on tonight, is she?
No.
She's probably getting a Bordeaux, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's her and her husband's anniversary today.
Mm-hmm. That's what she just said. It was an anniversary.
Yeah, the once-a-year Bordeaux.
So she's getting the Bordeaux. Or giving the Bordeaux, depending on how you want to say it. Hey, as long as Trinity ain't on, she probably...
Well, she might be getting the Bordeaux, too.
From Bordeaux.
I would hope so.
Or herself.
The X around the P.
Self Bordeaux.
What's
wrong with the...
Hey, Larry.
It's a Bordeaux.
Yeah, Larry. But...
How do you say hello to the landlord? The landlady.
I got one of them, too.
He does this every time he comes out of the room.
Oh, well. Hey, no, dude, that shit's potent.
You want to try it?
Yeah. Pussy.
What is it?
It's the Mexican liquor.
What kind is it?
We don't fucking know. We can't
know.
Read
it's
spec.
It's sugar and it's citrusy.
It's citrusy black licorice.
Yeah.
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 Pussy. I'm trying.
Pussy.
Say it louder.
Pussy.
Kelly and Michael.
I already tried it.
So did I. And I don't drink hard. Yeah.
We put it in the fridge.
You need to tell him. You got to dare him to do it. Say you won't. Bet you you won't.
Oh, we got to use roommate logic. Ah, oh, he's going for the Kool-Aid.
I don't.
Wait, you said you have yet to be responsible?
I have to be responsible.
No, you have to adult tomorrow. Yeah.
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure I work. I used to work all the time.
You are right, Lori. It is Lori's name, but you are our landlady, so yeah. And you are a landlady.
Hold on. I went to the halfway house with methany, all right?
Maybe it's Maybelline, maybe it's methamphetamine.
Yeah, pretty much. I had to guess. All the time. What kind of bullshit I was walking into that day?
Crystal, messenger, then delete.
Oh, no. Stay away from my phone for...
I'm not looking.
I'm afraid.
I like those. I am deleting, though. Because knowing my
what, she get new nipples installed?
New rings.
Oh. She got a ring job.
All you have to do is replace the rings.
Like I said, she got a ring job.
Sure, if that's what you're going to call it. Sure.
Sure, that's a thing. I want to call it that. Sure.
I don't know. I personally don't like pink, but I like what it says. It says yes, Daddy.
Suck here.
It says yes, Daddy. But I don't
the
like
other pink. One says suck here.
They I think she and has ones that says fuck me on it.
Laughing her
I think she has ones that say fuck me on it as
yes,
well.
Daddy.
Don't you have the fuck me ones? Or was that
so
one
when are you going to get your nipples pierced so when you milk they go different directions?
He won't let that happen. He has no problem with the clamps. If it gets pierced, he has a problem.
Can you read that yet?
Yeah, I can read it. But
I'm not repeating that.
I'm not saying it.
I am saying it. Yeah. I will do this.
What did I do?
The last one that she said, I'm not saying either.
I didn't either.
What is this?
I'm just going to hand that way.
See, yeah, that's where I saw the fuck me ones. It was at the wedding. You wouldn't know.
She knew more than I did. But that's
I saw everybody get dressed.
Exactly.
So did I.
Come here. I don't remember seeing that one. I don't think I've seen that one, though, Jamie. There we go. Now you can have it back.
Okay.
Sorry.
Ugh, still burping black liquor. Yeah, that stuff is
so nasty. My bad. So they persuaded Leo J. Ryan, which was a U.S. congressman from California.
Damn, shocker.
She laced up topless.
What?
She laced you up topless.
Yeah, I remember seeing the fuck me ones. I don't remember seeing the come here ones.
How was cum spelled?
C-U-M.
Okay. Spelled the proper way.
However, for reasons still not completely understood.
Government cover-up.
Ryan and those accompanying him were murdered when they reached the airport to return to the United States.
Because they had seen too much.
I think it had seen too much. Shortly thereafter, most of the residents joined together in a mass rite of murder-suicide. In which they either took shots.
They're enhancers.
They were either, I said took shots. I correct myself. They were either shot or took poison. The members of the group who remained in California later formally disbanded. This is where the Kool-Aid situation came in.
Yeah, because he made up gallons of Kool-Aid and poured this shit in the Kool-Aid. And just killed people indiscriminately.
Yep, there was. They counted it, and it's supposed to be one of the biggest mass murders of it still to this day, which is kind of surprising. But they actually have the death toll at 913, including 304 who were under the age of 18.
So 1,200 people.
And if you include the five people that were killed at the airstrip, which is when Leo got caught and killed, they said 918. So they are including
the kids and
the kids,
the prepubescent teens, the little kids,
and some of and the politicians that went.
And that's the biggest mass murder suicide
to date.
To date. I call bullshit.
That's what they're saying. Still to date.
Oh, how soon we forget the Twin Towers.
Was the Twin Towers that many?
2,000. 2,000 plus.
Was it really? I'm wondering if it was... Because that would be a murder-suicide, technically.
Or at least a murder.
Yeah. I don't know how they're referring the Twin Towers then. I don't know.
Twin Towers was supposedly a terrorist attack, which would still be a mass murder.
Which ended in a mass grave.
Which you could go... Shit ton
of Oklahoma into... City. I don't know if you remember that one.
No.
Paul might remember Oklahoma City bombing.
98? I want to say 98? Or... 98, 93. I was born in 93. I know about it. But
okay. I don't remember what it happened.
He's younger than me.
Oh, shit, that's right.
Yeah. He's a couple of years older than my son.
I know about it, but I don't...
Okay.
I don't think I was here for it.
Thomas was born in 98.
Yeah, that would be 2,996. Why are they still claiming the other one?
Jimmy says Joe was 94.
What was 94? Oh, yeah, Joe's younger than me by 2 years. Yeah, so why did they claim Jonestown is one of the highest or still the largest one to date? That doesn't make sense. Britannica. We need to have words with your wording here. That would make no sense.
I don't know if they consider a terrorist attack a mass suicide.
Well, let me look at Britannica's definition of the Twin Tower attack. Because I looked it up on Google and they're coming up with mass murder-suicide. But I wonder if that's mass suicide because they all killed themselves willingly. Except for the ones that shot. Or if they're considering...
That drank the Kool-Aid that didn't know that
there was shit in it. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Which, that would make a little bit more sense. A little bit.
Ish.
Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Ish.
I'm going to look and see what they...
Britannica
defined it as.
You and your
nope, they're claiming this one as the terrorist attack. All right, now it makes more sense. My bad. My fucking bad.
But it
bad.
Would still be a mass suicide, a mass murder.
They're not counting that.
I know, but...
In reality, yes. It's a mass murder-suicide.
No, it's... Twin Towers would be a mass murder.
But they killed themselves, too. When they knew they were getting on that plane.
Good point.
It'd be a mass suicide.
So what have we learned here, kids?
People
that people force that giving people a drink that's unknowingly laced with something is considered a suicide and a mass murder, but slamming an airplane into a building,
a terrorist attack,
and killing 2,000 people plus is considered a terrorist attack.
I wonder if it now definition of terrorist attack. I don't know.
You don't know the definition of
terrorist attack can be pulled off with a pencil.
Terrorist attack can be defined as anything, actually.
Exactly.
But
see, back in the day, they used to identify a mass shooting as anything over 10 people. Now, a mass shooting is classified as anything over 2.
Yeah, why is that? Is it to fluctuate?
The government doesn't want us to have firearms.
I'll say it's something's fluctuating something. Now, we're talking about the firearm subject. I don't give a fuck what your political beliefs are. I've made that clear on
right.
Every time we bring this up. Don't give a fuck who you vote for. We've got some really shitty options anyway. We ain't winning. But guns should not be gone.
No.
Because you pull guns...
You want to see a good movie with, like, gun control and shit like that.
Oh,
there's
no.
A couple of them. Schindler's List.
I liked that movie, okay?
But I'm saying, The Killing Fields, that's an old one. About the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia.
I've heard of that.
It's a gory fucker. But...
Thank you, Dad.
You look at... Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Guns are needed.
Thing is, they're trying to compare it to one of the Asian countries. I want to say it's China. I would know this if I wasn't so foggy. How they banned weapons from the civilian life.
Mm-hmm. Australia is the same way.
There's no point.
New Zealand is the same way.
I'm sorry. If I lived in Australia, you don't fucking think I'd put a gun to a goddamn kangaroo's head? Have you seen what them fuckers can do?
But they're cute.
They're cute when they're babies. They look like steroid users when they grow the fuck up.
I know, right?
They're like, whoa. I'm like, ooh.
Was that Max?
That's Max.
That's Max. Was that a fart or a growl or a
grunt?
Grunt. A grunt. Kangaroos do look jacked up.
Jacked.
Literally.
They look like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he did a.
Listen to me now and hear me later.
I was talking about the movie when he does that, but like when he played for what was that?
Conan the Barbarian.
I was gonna say Mr. World when he actually used.
Yeah, well, he was Conan the Barbarian. That was back in the day too.
I was going farther back when he was actually a bodybuilder, oh, sir. Yeah.
No.
I want to say it's Mr. Universe.
Yeah, Mr. Universe or Mr. World, one of the
something.
It's Mr. Universe.
Is it? See.
Either way.
Something that makes you go your pee-pee small.
I wouldn't say that to his face. Not when he was built like that.
No, I'd probably be crushed.
Nowadays, you might be able to get away with it because you could probably run faster than him.
I wouldn't need to run.
Of course, then again, he is and is like...
He's still pretty fit for a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, he must have...
He's still fucking fit.
I'm sorry, I was thinking Steven Seagal that turned into the couch potato.
Yep.
Axl Rose. Axl Rose still looks like Benny Hill.
He's 77 years old. I was so off.
Who, Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
Yeah, he...
And the thing is, he don't look bad for a 77-year-old man.
Yeah, oh, I know, he
man.
Does. He looks good.
Woo! He's scary.
Yeah,
he'd still probably fuck me up without thinking twice.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, he's a big boy. He's a good guy. Said it.
And he went to school. He got his doctorates. So everybody knows. He graduated 2 days ago.
Oh, nice. Dr. Schwarzenegger.
You got money, you might as well fucking blow it.
Wouldn't be funny if he was a doctor in proctology. With big fucking
government.
Sausage fingers.
He's a doctor in government. Politician.
Well, he did fuck up California. He was governor of California for a while. But I think he's better than Newsom.
He came from 2003 to 2011. I felt like it was so much more recent than that. I know.
What do you know?
Not much, because she stopped.
Because he got divorced 3 years ago.
Hmm. Yeah, he was with
Maria Shriver.
Yeah, Shriver. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
He's got five kids.
Damn.
Calm down, Tiger.
That was clear. He got five kids.
Arnold is Austrian American.
Yep.
Huey,
yep.
Dewey, Louie, Bluey.
Fuck you, man.
Huey Lewis in the news.
You have Joseph, Patrick, Catherine, which is married to...
Yeah.
Patrick. No, fuck. I was going to say Patrick Swayze, but that's wrong. Star-Lord. Damn it, what's his name? Star-Lord's actual acting name. Or real name.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Thank you. And Christopher Schwarzenegger and Christina. Bro, don't name your kids that close like that. Fucking be so angry yelling at Christine and say Christina. My mom does it and I'm... My sister's name is Candy. I'm Crystal and I still get yelled at everybody else's name before it gets to mine. Danny, Sherry, then Candy, then me.
I'm a kid growing up in the house under the age of 18 and I get called everything else in the book.
When I'm yelling at Derek, I'll go through everybody's name before his and he's just like, do you know who I am? Shut the fuck up, you're the only boy I have, but everybody else is getting yelled at too. Fuck.
Mm-hmm. You gotta run the... You
gotta run through the list.
So, you
know how much crap dude, mom has to remember?
He gives me shit all the time for it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really inappropriate joke, but I don't remember all of it.
So you're gonna keep it to yourself since we're on the air.
Oh, he's going to probably try and say it.
Well, no, you talk about running through all the names.
Okay.
It's a lady in a grocery store, and she's got two shopping carts full of food. And there's a guy, there's another lady standing behind her, and the first lady starts unloading the shopping carts. And she kind of starts, you know, her and the lady behind her are making small talk. And the lady behind her, she says, looks at all the food and she says, well, you know, it looks like you've got a big family. And the lady says, yeah, I got 15 kids.
Holy shit.
And she's like, oh, wow. And she's like, well, what are their names? And the lady looks at her and says, I call them all Joseph. They're all boys. I call them all Joseph. That way, you know.
You don't have to go down the list of
You don't have to go down the list. And she says, okay. The lady behind her says, well, okay. She says, well, what do you do when they're bad? And the lady looks at her and says, I use her last name.
Ooh.
I hope you got the meaning behind that.
Oh no!
I was able to pull it off and not be racist if you read between the lines.
I caught it. However, there is one woman who has the title for the most children born.
Oh, God.
Between 93 and 2016.
Chartreuse Jackson.
Mariam. Nabatsi.
Mariam Lobotomy.
Uganda. She's a Ugandan woman. She gave birth to 44 kids. 44!
Wow, show me the vag facts on that.
But she had a rare condition called hyperovulation.
That explains a lot.
That explains so much.
Yep.
Y'all get fucked, though.
So Uganda women are usually kind of small. So I wonder...
Oh, yeah!
So... I know what he did. I know what the husband did.
Uh-oh.
Or the guys. They probably jumped on her, threw him over her shoulder, and she started shooting him out like a tennis ball gun. Hyperovulation.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, you, dear. Give it to the male brain.
But wait, there's more.
There's always more with you, Derek.
However, the title was changed as of this year to Selventa Veskivi. Y'all, I can't pronounce that. Y'all Russian people got to work on that.
Spell it.
I-T.
V-A-S-S-I-S. Lyev.
Vasectomy?
I don't fucking know, sure.
Vasectomy.
Pretty much.
She had 69 kids.
The magic number.
16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets. Kill me.
Oh, shit.
Fuck you.
Catch up to that.
You want to catch up to that?
Fuck you.
4 sets of quads.
Fuck you.
Oh, shit.
How big is this woman?
She's probably about the size of Navi. With a gaping gash the size of the Grand Canyon. I'm sorry, I don't care how many Kegels you ladies do. You push out 69 kids, that damn thing's going to look like the Grand Canyon.
Even the Grand Canyon probably looks small after 69.
I know, right? Well, but wait, you said she was Russian?
Yeah.
Okay, the Ugandans don't eat much, so they'd be smaller kids. I don't know how the Russian women are.
How much vodka do you have to take to drink that one?
Depends on how ugly she is. Come on. Have you ever seen some of the babushkas?
She's an ugly woman.
Like I said, how bad?
I'm going to show you the, if Instagram will let me, without showing videos.
Boo.
That's an older picture.
Looks like a babushka.
There was no teeth on that woman.
Well, not after pumping out 69 kids.
Her calcium is depleted. Vitamin D3 is depleted.
She looks like a wrinkled potato.
Wouldn't you?
I don't know. I haven't pushed 69 kids out of my cooter. Well, that's a lot of cooter poof.
Honey, you do that every morning. What are you talking about?
This girl apparently popped out 20.
Somebody.
Oh, you hit the button with your fingers. She's skinny.
And you're finding this all on Instagram.
No, I'm actually just
the old man
searching shit.
How did
we get on this? I have fucking no idea.
That is just wrong on every level.
Ma'am, you look pretty fucking fantastic with 20 kids.
And see?
But it's Russia.
Yeah. See, and you know.
Elena Skambach.
I'm sure there are women here in the United States that are going for that record. Because each baby equals more handout. Food stamps, yeah. Government assistance.
Yep.
There are, I hate to say it, but there are people that abuse the system and do stuff like this so they don't have to work.
There's a girl in Michigan that had, like, they did the weirdest things. It was on Facebook for a minute.
Oh, yeah, because you got to believe everything on Facebook.
No, it was a YouTube video.
Okay.
Type thing. But it was going around on Facebook. That's how I noticed it. Sorry. Let me clarify. She had 12 kids. She had a mini bus. And each kid, how she notices who is who, is that she had them dressed up in different colors.
Yep.
You know who I was talking about then?
Yep. And I can't think of the name, but yeah.
I thought you were going to start singing the wheels on the bus go round and round.
Oh, God, no.
No, and she wanted more kids. But
fun at work.
That was like a...
Have fun storming the castle.
That was like in 07, I think. When that video was taken. I could be wrong. But yeah, she had them by color thing. And she started at 15.
Really?
My first kid was 16.
And my first one is 7, just turned over 18, so yeah.
It's better than the other girl that thinks she's Instagram famous because she has kids with all brothers. Ugh. Keeping it in the family.
Georgia, Kentucky, or Tennessee? 7. Mississippi.
I think it was Tennessee.
Tennessee. Probably close to the Kentucky.
They have 7 brothers.
Probably close to the Kentucky border.
Probably. She had, and so she was trying for baby number 7. Last time that was ever updated, I... Granted, you don't want to always believe what you see on Facebook. But there are some people out there like that. Could you even... I struggle with 3 kids. They're spaced out. Not saying I'm a bad mother or anything, but... Bro, I couldn't do state aid anymore. I've done it before.
Well, I think we all have at one point.
I couldn't do it again.
You know, when I was married and we had our kids, we had WIC, we had, you know, we had help financially. We didn't sit there and keep popping out kids just to stay.
I don't know how anybody gets help financially. Like, did you get, like, the money thing they offer?
No, but we got, like, the free government, the free health care.
They could just offer free health care to everybody. Mm. But that would be a, what do we call that? Taking away rich people's income. Mm-hmm. I'm not into politics or debate, but let's call that. Just like if we take away school, guess what?
Actually, personally, we'd be better off if we got rid of the Department of Education.
What?
Take the government out of the fucking school districts.
So are you trying to make sure schooling is free then? Is what you're... Because you're trying to take them out of the school.
Take the government out of the schools.
Yeah. So are you trying to... How would you fund schooling then?
Right now, honestly, I am not in the frame of mind to pursue this anymore further.
He's become one with the couch.
No, I was just thinking.
No,
would
the,
it be
the
like
Department of Education is a joke?
Well, Department of anything is a fucking joke right now.
So the Beloit public schools are going to pull the school counselors out.
They're a joke anyway. The thing of it is,
I would challenge.
How do
that
I?
Part
how do I put the? How do I? Let me put this into crystal. Speak.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't know if I can dumb it down enough.
Articulate you, bitch.
I know what I want to say, but I just don't.
You might as well just say it. I've heard
exactly.
You want it to sound right when it comes out.
This whole thing I don't know if it was the government that did this, but like the whole No Child Left Behind Act.
Oh,
that's fucking bullshit. If your kid needs to repeat the 3rd grade for 6 fucking years, guess what? Your kid repeats the 3rd grade for 6 fucking years.
That situation, you're right. That's definitely different.
Not every kid deserves a fucking participation medal.
100%. That situation.
First, second, third. Boom. That's it.
You're done.
If they really want participation trophies, you know what it is? Have your coach take you out for pizza later. If you really want to. Oh, that sounds terrible. But no, I agree with you to that point.
100%. You want to get first, you bust your ass.
Yes.
Try your best. Don't just get a medal because you showed up.
If you first you don't succeed, you try again. But I agree with that. Now,
there is no, I'm sorry, that there is no way this generation could survive Gen X.
No.
We fucking we weeded out the weak ones.
Uh-huh. I don't know. I was born between that weird stage. Sucks.
And it's like everybody's like, oh, we should, and we need to get Gen X into the White House.
Uh-huh. That probably won't ever happen.
Oh, I know, but.
Why don't you run for president, Derek?
I don't think that would be a good idea either.
Better than a woman president. Oh my God, I broke an ill. There goes Russia.
What's wrong with that? You said Russia. I have every right to ask.
I'm just saying, I could have said Mexico, but I'd probably piss off a bunch of people.
Yeah, you're probably right.
We'd lose good food.
We'd lose tacos, you fucker.
I know, right? But the tacos we have here aren't really true Mexican tacos.
I'm not. The actual Mexican tacos are pretty good.
Right, I know. There's not much to them, and they're awesome. And who the fuck voted Taco Bell the best Mexican restaurant in America?
Wait, tell me you're fucking kidding.
No.
No.
Taco Bell is ranked number one on the world's art.
On the United States top Mexican restaurant.
I mean, granted, it's good American Mexican.
It's not even fucking Mexican.
Thank you.
There's nothing Mexican about fucking Taco Bell.
I know. There's a bunch of black people that work there.
But I love Taco Bell food. It would
much like. He missed that one.
Oh, I heard you.
But it is. It's rated as American Mexican. Okay, that's that genre. So don't stop.
It's fucking American fast food.
What?
Say taco.
Good job.
Taco.
Olé.
Taco John's is more fucking.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Mexican than Taco Bell.
I like their potatoes. Olé.
Compared to actual Mexican food.
Oh, you know what's a good Mexican food place? Right up on the corner of Chopier and Prairie. Right across from the two gas stations you don't go into because you're white, but right next to that one in the same parking lot.
Well,
Century.
You lost me after you said that.
It's not the one.
It's not the one on the. It's
not with Pick and Save. On that building.
On Century side, no, or Pig side, no. The other one. The other one on the other side of the street. Yeah, you'd run around. Now, dude, they got bulletproof glass in there that thick.
They do.
You don't go in there if you're white. Especially after 5 o'clock. You can get away with it in the morning. But yeah, that little Mexican, and I mean, it is a dive. But man, they got some damn good tacos.
You can order it online.
I
look at where you're talking about.
You know where?
It's right by the Walgreens over there.
It's right by Piggly Wiggly. It's in the same. It's right next to the mobile.
Are you talking Takira Azteca?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
El Nino's over by his house.
That's where I got your food from, and it wasn't even very good. Like, it might have been a one-off, don't get me wrong.
There's another place that we want to try that's literally, like, 4 blocks from our house.
Yes! That's it.
Okay.
Yes. It blows that fucking place completely out of the fucking water. That is the most authentic Mexican restaurant.
But dude, they're all run by Mexicans. It's authentic.
Oh,
actually, there is Mexicans that work there.
And this,
I know this because Jamie, our roommate, used to DoorDash.
El Nino? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're real Mexicans.
Oh, yeah. And I used to work with... at the halfway house. I worked with the Mexican. And he preferred actual authentic ones. And he's like, that is the closest you're going to get around this area.
Okay.
It's El Nino's.
There's another place.
We got El Nino's just moved up to Janesville, too.
He said don't go to that one.
No? No, like, this is brand new.
Yeah, he said don't go to that. That was last year when it came over into Janesville. He said don't do it because it's not the same owner. Not the same owner.
You might want to disinfect your couch.
That sounded way too wet, so you're going to need to clean his pants.
He might be doing
his own laundry. Ooh, just south of downtown Janesville. You got the, by the WIC office. I don't know if you know where that's at.
Well, the old WIC or the new WIC?
John WIC, the old one, south side. Right by the river, right on the river there by the, was that Racine? That corner, there's that Mexican muffler shop. That building right just north of it, that little Mexican grocery store. Go into the back of there. They've got a permanent roach coach back there. And they've got a flat top grill. Dude, their fucking burritos are like this and like that big around it. They're like $8.50.
And also not good for your gas issue.
And they are good.
But
again, not good for your gas issue.
Go to El Nino and go get the Cuban torta.
Oh no, Kelly won't finish that.
You won't eat all of it.
He also probably be.
You'll eat about half to maybe three quarters, but you won't be able to finish.
I'll have leftovers.
Yeah,
you'll be in the ER. No, good.
As long as it's not spicy, I'm good, honey.
True Mexican food is.
Just ask him.
Mild.
Mild. Just say, hey, look, I can't do the real spicy stuff. Ask them no jalapeno.
No jalapeno or I call ice.
Oh my god. Yep, that's
how cracker is a good stuff.
I mean, they have some really good like beef tongue and things like that there too.
Ew.
Yeah.
No.
You literally could not tell it was beef tongue. You can't.
Nope.
It looks like ground beef.
I tried it once.
I would think there'd be a texture difference.
It's going to just whole hard and thick smell. I cannot get over.
Not the way they season it. I couldn't even tell.
Yeah, we're going to have to go there sooner or later.
It was actually really
good. But the problem is I'm always afraid. I'm going to have to park around back and walk because I am not backing out of those.
That's a bitch.
Do they at least speak some English over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they speak English.
Okay, I didn't.
They do.
They're really cool.
Because some of them, you go in there and you know, they're like,
that thick accent.
You know, nothing.
Yeah, they do have the really thick accent. But
as long as I make an attempt.
They attempt it, and they speak good. Damn good English.
They speak well?
Yeah.
Ish.
Ish.
So.
Better than what,
south of the border?
Some that I've met. I'm going, dude, I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Yeah.
And if you...
Or talking about your other podcast, me going, no habla español. And they fucking just go off in Spanish. I'm like, what did I just fucking say?
Yeah.
Oh, did you like our page from the other page?
Mm-hmm.
Or did they like the page?
They did.
They did?
I didn't have to do it.
Okay.
I'm like,
I don't get into that.
Because this happened last weekend. You remember it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, they're going, I'm just being a smart ass. I go, no habla español. I keep going. Next thing I know, I hear just shit ton of Spanish. I'm like, so whatever I just said, just.
And then you said speak in German, and then.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
She started speaking in German. I'm like,
did she really?
Yeah, and you walked away, and I'm like, Help.
Just smack the
tech we were at work.
I'd rather listen to German.
Because it sounds like it's such an angry language.
It does.
It's aggressive.
It sounds like such an angry. They could be saying, I could be saying, I love you in German. And it sounds like I'm chewing your ass out.
Du hast.
You know.
Nein. Actually, how do you say?
Du hast, bitch.
God damn.
I had to say I did not obey. I had to decode it in school.
Anyway, we should probably wrap up the shit show.
You hate
because we still got to run. Hey, is Woodman's open 24 finally?
Yeah.
Good. We got to run to Woodman's. I need bread and milk.
I need rice milk.
Oh no, you're going to kill us like they do in Georgia when, you know, the hurricane hits and they all want milk and bread.
It's leaving.
Literally, you could ask Jamie, that's what they go for. Anytime.
Don't forget the shit tickets. We're talking about Georgia for the hurricanes.
Oh. Ish-libidish. Yes.
Ish-libidish?
I guess.
Ish-libidish.
I guess that's what how you say I love you in German.
Ish-libidish. Yeah, I guess so.
Albrecht mach frei.
The fuck?
Work will set you free.
No, it won't.
Yeah, well, it said that on the gates to every concentration camp.
You know what it's also called? Technically, they weren't wrong. They did set you free.
Yeah.
Set your soul free.
In a box. Or a railroad car. Oh, here's a little... If you ever go and you eat with your Jewish friends and you fart...
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay. Oh. And if they make don't ever tell them, you know, you can't kill anybody with gas.
God, Kelly.
Only you there.
And he's still got to find the ending song.
I'm German. I'm part German.
I'm
Italian.
I'm pretty much a Heinz 57, I've been told. I've never done it. I'd have to get a hold of my Aunt Mary in town here to figure out. At least, my mom's side is 100% German. Sperm donor side, I cannot really tell you. We're a Heinz 57.
I get told all the time I'm a Heinz 57.
Hurry up, I gotta pee.
I'm not going that way, I'm going this way.
Why are you walking funny? We haven't had sex yet.
No, on my knee. I sat too long there.
Oh, I'll fix that.
Rub the knee.
My foot's asleep.
Rub the foot. Trying to help you.
It's gonna be over my shoulders here shortly. I'll stretch it out for her.
I say she's that flexible. I'm not getting in trouble.
9,000 and some downloads. Thank you, everybody. We freaked out. Tell your friends. Tell your family. You know, help us get up there to the real numbers of 11,000 and some change. We're out of here. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next time.
Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.
Paul, turn it off.
I didn't do it.